and Simen Tuf Kuf Gimel. And Sif Aleph, the Mechaber continues. Avamamala Ishak Der Basar. Avapishen Etzricha Elachaticha Achas. A woman is allowed to fill up a pot of meat with meat, even if she only needs one of those pieces of meat. The Mishnah Berurah says this means even after she put the pot on the fire, she can still add more meat, because by adding more meat, it causes the rest of the meat to cook better and taste better. So it's better for the rest of the meat, for the meat that you're going to eat, for that one piece of meat, to add more meat. And even if it's a small pot, you're allowed to transfer it into a bigger pot, because it will cause the meat to taste better. Mishnah Berurah says, though, this is only true regarding meat and fish in a pot. But other types of foods, you're not allowed to add to when the pot is already on the fire, because it doesn't improve the rest of the food when you add more to it. But that's all talking about adding it once it's already on the fire. But to heat up a lot of pieces of meat at one time, even if you only need one, so the Shulchan Aruch says that this is okay. And even if you're not going to eat all of them on that day, it's still fine. And the reason is because it's all tircha achas. It's all, the Mishnah Berurah says, just one effort that you're putting in there. And therefore, since it's all just one effort, it's not adding any extra effort to add in five pieces of meat in the pot versus putting in two pieces of meat in the pot. So therefore, there is no problem to do this, again, even if you're not going to eat it all on this one day. However, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Achronim, who say that you should be careful not to say straight out that I'm cooking this for the next day, that you should not do. But b'di'eved, it won't be usher if you do it. But again, if you're cooking food on Yom Tov, and you're cooking more than you need, and you know that you're going to have some of it the next day, you shouldn't say straight out that you're planning on doing it for the next day. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if you're planning on eating some of it today, but you don't need all of it, there will be left over for the next day, that it's okay, even l'chachila. But what if you really don't need any of this food for today's meal? You're really cooking, planning on eating it the next day, but you want to taste some of the food today, eat a little bit of the food now, just to allow you to be able to eat it at night. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a machlokes haposkim. Some say that this is aser mishum ha'arama, it's trickery, and others say that it's mutter, since you are eating some of it now, so therefore it's okay. And the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, that you can cook on Yom Tov morning to eat it at night, which is not cooking for Yom Tov sake, rather you're cooking for Yom Tov Sheni, let's say. So you cook on Yom Tov Rishon in the morning to eat it on Yom Tov Sheni at night, but as long as you taste some of it on Yom Tov Rishon, so then it's going to be okay. That is a minhag olam, and we shouldn't stop people from doing it. However, this is only, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni, but from Yom Tov to Chol, to cook on the second day of Yom Tov in the morning in order to eat it at night after Yom Tov, so that you should not do, if that's clearly your intention. But one who is machmir, like the first opinion, to not cook for the night, is praiseworthy. The Ramah continues, just like you can do this regarding cooking, that you could cook more than you need in order to eat it not on the first day of Yom Tov, so too you can shecht a full animal even though you only need a kezais of the animal for the first day of Yom Tov. So too you can cook a bunch of different pots and eat a little bit from each pot on the first day of Yom Tov, and then you could eat the rest on the second day of Yom Tov. And this is even if your kavana is to eat it at night, since you're eating some of it for the morning. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if you're cooking a different food in each pot. But if you're going to have the same food in five different pots when it's clear that you only need one of those pots, so then that's going to be a problem. That's not just not adding tircha, like we said, cooking five pieces of meat instead of two pieces of meat, because here you're putting up multiple pots of the same food, so that would be a problem, since you don't really need more than one pot for today. So again, the language of the Ramah is that you are lechol mikol achas ma'at, that you're planning on eating a little bit from each one. So this sounds like, says Mishnah Berurah, the first opinion that we saw, that you can cook in the morning and taste some of it then in order to allow you to eat it at night, meaning even if you don't really need the food for the morning, just to taste a little bit for Yom Tov Rishon in order to allow yourself to eat the rest the night of Yom Tov Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah says those that aser would have to say that this heter is only for someone who plans on eating some of it because they really want to enjoy some of it for Yom Tov Rishon. But if it's just for Arama purposes, then it'll be a problem. But again, we said that the Minhag Olam is like the Mekilin, that as long as you taste some of it, you're going to be okay. However, and the Mechaber continues, Dafka Kodem Achila, this is only if it's before the meal on Yom Tov Rishon. Aval Achar Achila, but once you've already eaten on Yom Tov Rishon, Ein Yechol Levasho V'Lomar Ochal Mimena Kezayis Da'avi HaRama, then you can't cook and say, well, I'll eat some of it and then it's going to be okay, because you're clearly not eating it for Yom Tov Rishon's sake. This, everyone agrees, says the Mishnah Berurah, is going to be us. So again, if it's clear ha-rama that you already ate your meal, and now you're just tasting, you know, a couple hours before Yom Tov Sheni, or tasting it just to allow yourself to eat Yom Tov Sheni at night, so that would be a problem. That is clearly ha-rama. So if you're heating up food for your kids, then your kids are going to eat some of it for an early dinner on Yom Tov Rishon, and then you'll eat the rest on Yom Tov Sheni at night, so that's going to be okay. But if you heat up some, you want to heat up your food for the Yom Tov Sheni at night, and you heat it up 3 hours before Yom Tov Sheni, before you go to Maariv, and you're going to taste a little bit of it, so it appears from the Chaber that this would be problematic. If you're really not hungry, you're not eating it for the sake of Yom Tov Rishon, and it's clearly being done for Yom Tov Sheni, that is Harama Hanikaras.